So in the first scenario, we were contacted late one afternoon. The following morning, our public health nurses were scheduled to go into a school in this particular district and to deliver, among other vaccines, HPV vaccine to large classes of grade 6 and grade 9 students. And about 4 o'clock, we were told that a letter had been sent home that day to parents and posted on the school board website informing the parents that parental consent would be required for HPV immunization of any student in that district. Now, we don't generally do mature minor consent in grade 6, although we can. There's nothing in the legislation that says you can't. There's no bottom limit on the age of an infant. But generally, mature minor consent doesn't happen in grade 6. But in grade 9, in most schools, and certainly in this school board, most of our vaccines were given with mature minor consent. So this was a huge problem for us. And I'm just going to read the letter which was sent, or a couple of lines from the letter that was sent to parents. This letter was posted on their website, so it's not confidential. It says, "Dear parent or guardian, the Ministries of Health and Education are offering a new HPV vaccine for all grade 6 and grade 9 girls beginning September 2008. This is a new immunization program. The Board of Education is encouraging parents to become well-informed about the vaccine. And parental consent will be required for all HPV immunizations of any student in this school district." Well, we had some very frantic teleconferences that evening. We made a temporary decision that we would not, in that school board, deliver any vaccine without parental consent. We were concerned that if we treated HPV differently from the other vaccines, that we would be sending a very bad message that it was somehow different. We were also concerned that by appearing to acquiesce to the school board on this issue, we would be delivering a message that, in fact, it was appropriate and permissible to interfere in any public health programs that were delivered in the school. So we made that decision on a temporary basis and went in the next day and only delivered vaccines to those students who had signed parental consent. So how was the legislation interpreted by the school board and then by our legal advisors? Well, the school board's position was that they were required to make a room available to the nurse, but they were able to place restrictions on her actions in that room. Their position also was that there was nothing in the legislation that required them to send students who did not have signed parental consent down to the room to meet with the nurse. So in other words, she would not even have access to those students who did not have signed consent and would not be able to inform them that mature minor consent was an option. The legal advisor, our legal advisors in the health authority and the legal advisors in the ministry were quite clear that this was neither the intent of the School Act nor the intent of the Infant Act, that the School Act intended not only that a room was made available, but that it was appropriate to deliver programs which had been agreed on at the provincial level. And the intent of the Infant Act was that mature minors were to be informed that mature minor consent was an option. So what actually happened? Well, we were 6 months away from an election, and the Ministries of Health and Education, we were hopeful that they would not only intervene locally, but that steps would be taken to improve and tighten both the School Act and the Infant Act to make it very clear what the intent was. That did not happen, and we were told that the Ministry was not going to intervene either locally with this particular board or provincially to open the legislation and revisit it. So we had to negotiate a new process with the school board. And it was difficult, but we came up with something that we were reasonably happy with, at least for that year. And we agreed that we would not use mature minor consent on our first visit for human papillomavirus vaccine. And any youth who presented without signed parental consent would be sent home with all of the appropriate documentation, would be encouraged to discuss it with their parents, but would also be told that mature minor consent was an option. And if on subsequent visits they still did not have signed parental consent, that HPV could be given with mature minor consent. Now, the biggest problem for us was that this resulted in a fourth visit to most schools. This is a large school board, a lot of students, and there were significant workload issues. Our position is it would be very difficult for us to continue this going forward because of the workload issues and because we don't want to treat HPV differently. So our process for this year is under discussion, and I think we will be informing the school that we can only do three visits and that students who don't have the appropriate consent and miss the third dose will have to come to the health units to get that. The second situation we faced was with a large independent school board, and this is an independent school board that has schools both in Fraser Health and in Vancouver Coastal Health. In late August, they informed us, the religious authority behind the board informed us, they had sent a letter home to parents stating that mature minor consent would not be permitted for the HPV vaccine. And again, I'll share with you some of the wording in that letter, which was posted on their website and was available to all. Dear parents, this letter is intended to assist you in responding to the issue of HPV vaccine program. This is the first time that immunization has been offered against a disease that is only contracted through sexual activity. It is a disease which is entirely preventable through abstinence. You need to carefully discern the merits of having your child vaccinated or not and communicate to her the reasons for that choice. The vaccination program is not inherently wrong, but parents need to make an informed decision and communicate it in a way that can only serve to strengthen their child in the virtue of chastity and to reinforce her appreciation of abstinence as the only truly healthy choice. The school insists that healthcare providers fully honor the terms of the informed written consent that parents will provide for their child. The option known as mature minor consent, which means that the child may consent or refuse to immunization, will not be permitted. Your exercise of your parental rights will be supported by your school. So we were informed that this letter had gone home and the mature minor consent was not an option. Along with the letter, parents were also sent an information package with web links. One of those web links was to Immunize BC, but there were others to sites that we did have significant concerns about on scientific grounds, but the information package went home anyway. And we were also asked to change the letters and consent forms that we had developed to remove the option of mature minor consent in this particular school board. So, how had the school board interpreted the legislation? Well, their interpretation was that they were required to provide us with class lists, but they were not obliged to allow public health into the schools to do programs if they had concerns about those programs. Our legal advisors told us that yes, independent schools are not obliged in BC to allow public health onto their premises. But they also advised us that if we were in the schools and did not offer mature minor consent, that was a violation of the minor's legal rights. So we were placed in a very difficult situation. And they also advised us that mature minors should be given information about the option of getting immunized at the health units. So how did we... How did we resolve this one? We quickly determined that rewriting our letters and our consent forms at that late date would be impossible. And so we had to negotiate a compromise with the school board where the medical health officers in Fraser and Coastal actually wrote a letter which was included in the package to parents guaranteeing that we would not deliver the HPV vaccine with mature minor consent in those schools. We reached a verbal understanding with the school board that youth who asked about options, youth who did not have parental consent and who asked about other options, would be informed about mature minor consent and given information about coming to the health units, but we would not provide that information to youth who did not ask. And that is the thing I think that in the end caused us the most difficulties, and we're still very uncomfortable about that. But if we had not reached that compromise, we would not have been allowed to come into the schools at all, and we felt that that was an even worse outcome. So we only informed youth who asked about other options, including mature minor consent. So the principles that we took home from all of this and that I'll leave you with are that it is easiest to reach our youth through the schools and relying on them to come to the health units, to make booked appointments and come to the health units, significantly reduces our access to them. So we should do everything we can to ensure that we are still able to deliver programs to youth in schools. The schools are our partners. We have to partner with them to deliver many of our programs and services. Our relationship with our schools and school boards is key, and we have to work very hard to maintain that, even when it appears that we're in direct conflict with them. Focusing on shared principles helps to resolve some of these. In the first example, in the public board, that was how we were able to come to an agreement that in the end was reasonably satisfactory for both of us. It was harder in the second example because there were some principles we simply didn't share. And remember the long-term goal. And, you know, these bumps in the road are a problem, but the long-term goal is to protect as many girls as we can against this infection, and we'll going to take small steps to keep ensuring that that happens. Thank you.